Here we go.
Yo, what's going on, world? It's your boy Jones. We back. Doogie.
Yep.
Nigga munching like hell.
Little peanuts hit.
How's everything, right, brother?
Cooling, man. Cooling. Appreciate it.
Glad you was able to get on in here with me today.
Mm-hmm.
I know you celebrated all week and shit. So, yeah. Party hard. Yoshi, appreciate you running this thing for us today, brother.
It's me, Mario.
Got my big cousin back in this motherfucker with me, June.
What's happening?
How's everything, brother?
Cooling, man.
Appreciate you joining me today, man.
Appreciate the invite.
I'm glad you was able to come, because I got some shit that you really, really, really can give us a deeper take on, because, you know, you was a little older around the time, you know, when
hopefully
we get to that. But first, I'm Doogie, what you listening to?
My bad, Yoshi. I ain't been listening to no music, man. I really haven't, man.
Still,
man.
Ah, damn.
I listen to ESTG, the whole thing. That
you still ain't listening to that new Babyface Ray?
I heard some of it. We listened to some of it yesterday. Matter of fact,
word. What you think about it?
It sounds kind of too commercial.
Too commercial?
Yeah, too lovey-dovey, like a whole bunch of girl songs and stuff like that, you know. I used to hear Babyface Ray talk about clothes and
money. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
To be honest, but I only heard like the first three, maybe.
Yeah. I've been down a totally different bag this week, nigga. I was watching Joe, shout out to the Joe Budden podcast, and they had a clip that they put up about a list that they ran across online called the Queens of Hip Hop. That list was so fucking horrible. It
what,
was hard.
Female rapper from Queens?
No. The Queens of hip hop, the top 50 hip hop. I mean, top 50 top 50 rap women in rap. And it was just disgusting. They had Lauryn Hill.
Number one, of course.
No.
Who was number one?
Yeah, who was number one?
Nicki. And see, that like
can't argue.
You can't argue that, but I mean shit. I can.
Who was the worst?
I can't remember. But they had Remy Ma, Rod Digger. They had all these people in like the 30s and 40s. So I'm like, they couldn't have known about.
I had Doja Cat up there.
I don't even remember if Doja was up there. But I know they had Rhapsody at like 17, 18. Mm. So that, you know, right there let me know that they really didn't. It couldn't have been a lyrical thing. You know what I'm saying? That's how I take it. Because Cardi B was in the top 10. But Rhapsody was in like number 17.
Mm.
But they didn't say if Queen Latifah or MC Light was on there. So immediately I jumped down my Queen Latifah bag. Like I've been listening to Queen Latifah the last 2 days, nigga. Queen Latifah could fucking rap, dog. Okay.
For sure.
She could rap her ass off, man. Shout out to Queen Latifah, man, for not sure. Getting the props and recognition of, you know what I'm saying, the shit that she did. Because a lot of motherfuckers don't really, all they really know her from is TV. They you know, Living Single. She started that in, what, 94, 95. So
when I think of her, I think about UNITY.
But that's one of the, that's a fucking, and it's still an anthem. And that shit came out in 1993.
Yeah.
Think about it. You know what I'm saying? So the shit that list just had me just, I'm like, man, get the fuck out of here with this list, man.
Yeah, but the people with them lists be crazy.
Yeah, it was entertaining. It was kind of funny to me. But we got another email from our favorite, Susie Q.
That UNITY wasn't even her best song.
It wasn't.
To me.
Okay, here we go.
This was the one.
Which one?
That New Jersey Drive?
That's the New Jersey Drive. Uh-huh. New Jersey Drive. I can't forget New Jersey.
Yeah.
I remember that song, I don't think.
This the beat that she killed it too.
But she always brought it. Like, the mother could rap.
Yeah, that was
a...
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, this was the shit. Can't forget New Jersey.
Yeah, man.
And then she had the 45 King behind her.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best producers of that time. You know what I'm saying? But shit like this, like this, this and Just Another Day.
Oh, Just Another Day. Yeah, another day. Boy.
Oh, my
yeah,
God. Dog, I banged that shit 17 times the other night when I was riding. After you left and shit. Yeah. Bang the hell out of that shit, man.
Oh, yeah.
But you, it's just. But like, chicks rap now, and because when I was on my way down here today, Glorilla came on. And I'm like, how the hell can they listen to this shit? Like, Doogie, how she talk, Doogie?
I know, you say that shit though, but damn.
She be banging. They be banging
that
the shit
song
out.
Come on in the car, like, damn, why am I rapping?
Well, but she
said, there it is.
Like, I'm like, why she sound like that?
They can't even fuck with me.
Yeah, man. That shit. I'm trying to figure out why she sound like that. You know what I'm saying? But between MC Light and Queen Latifah, you had a hard time. Like, she used to rap with, it was a bunch of dudes around her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Light came through a tough camp. She came through with Naughty by Nature. Them boys could fucking spit. Like Tretch, you know what I'm saying? The Torsley known for the shit he did back in the day. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, shout out to Queen Latifah, man. And y'all need to, when y'all do these lists for females in hip hop, y'all need to definitely include
them. I was watching a movie with Tretch on the other day. I forgot about that shit when they was in jail, him and Omar, the coach from the Steelers. You don't remember that? And he was studying and shit. Talking about Tata. They supposed to be like from Chicago.
Yeah. I can't remember the name of it though. Yeah.
The boot camp shit.
I can't remember the name of the shit. That she's come on HBO all the time. Hell yeah, man. But yeah, we can jump into this email real quick. Shout out Susie Q. My bad.
She back.
Yeah. She said, my bad. What's up, guys? I got off track because of the holidays, like y'all said. I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. Yeah, it was cool. Everybody had great Thanksgiving. I ate too fucking much, but other than that, it was cool. I was up in Philly for the holiday, and I'm just catching up with the episode. So let's go. 40th anniversary of Thriller. Damn, I feel old. Yeah, we feel old too. Like, nigga, that shit. Nigga, I used to have a Thriller jacket, nigga. That's the crazy shit about it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I had a Thriller jacket, nigga. I got pictures of the motherfucking all, nigga. Nigga, Mike was the nigga.
And a rat tail.
No, I ain't had no rat tail. Mike was that I dude, had a rat dog. Tail. Mike was that fucking guy, man.
You had a shag?
I ain't never had no shag. My mama wouldn't let me get but certain shit.
You had a box?
Yeah, I had one of them.
You had a step box, though?
Nah. I just had a regular box. I couldn't get no surf or none of that. It was just a
parts.
Box. Not when I had my box. Only when I had a fade. They wasn't that progressive yet. So, you know what I'm saying? I had to deal with that.
I'll tell somebody the other day, I remember, like, they used to get on me because I used to have cornrows and shit growing up. Tell me you like a thug or whatever. Yeah. Not everybody yeah, that, got dreads that's and cornrows.
That's the style. Yeah. Yeah. I definitely had that record when I was a kid. I consider Michael Jackson to be my introduction to music, which he was for a lot of us. Right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mike was big time back in the early 80s, man. I remember he came to Detroit for a concert when I was 5. My granddad wanted to take me to the concert, but my mom vetoed that shit. You couldn't go to no Michael Jackson concert back then as a kid. Grown folk passing out and shit. Like, for real, like, motherfuckers used to be falling out at Mike concerts, dog. Did he carry motherfuckers out the stands and shit? I'm sure I was devastated at the time. Yeah. That would devastate anybody, though, not being able to go see Mike if he right there. If I wrote you a love letter, would you write back? Now we can have a little drink, you know, a nightcap, and we can go do what you like. I know you like that. That's the easiest one you sent so
that
far.
50 Cent.
Yeah.
Shanine.
That's the easiest one you sent so far. That's 21 questions off Get Rich or Die Trying by 50. Susie,
I'm talking about, they played that song out.
Oh god,
bro, that was all you
oh,
heard.
Oh god, and it wasn't even the hottest song on the album.
Right,
it wasn't even the hottest song, but that's, you know, the boys knew you had to. But 50 was a genius at getting a radio hit. he get him a radio hit. Shout out, Susie. Appreciate your email, Susie.
And, had that shit on Smash.
I'm still cooking up a good verse for you too. I just been listening to so much different shit. And I talk about everything I listen to, so I know if I say a verse, you're going to know it's one of them. So I'm just hold on to it. But appreciate the email. And keep checking on us. Keep checking on us. Irv Gotti sold his catalog for $300 million and said in an interview that if Cash Money decide to sell their catalog, say Baby probably get about $1 billion for it. What you think about that?
For sure.
You think he get about $1 billion for that?
He been gone about 20 years, man.
Strong, too.
Yeah, like, and relevant. All through. Yeah. Like you said, like when we were talking about last week.
Yeah.
He might be right. He the only person.
He might be. He
that
might
been going be 20 years strong, strong and relevant.
Yeah.
Because Puffy done fell off and they have already ain't got no artists popping now. Like,
yeah. Yeah, he.
But Wayne been popping his whole life.
Yeah.
Nicki Minaj, Drake.
Yeah, when he went and got them. Yeah. Yeah, Cash Money, definitely. Shit. Damn, $1 billion, though, that's a lot. But, I mean, it would be worth it.
If Irv got anything about it, they might have had a what?
Because you got all the
10-year run.
But didn't Wayne already sell? Wayne sold his shit, didn't he?
But you know, he so much he can do. You know Baby own all that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know he got to.
So that's what, like, I wonder how that worked. Because if he sold his shit already, like, how would that work?
And now he probably sold his young money shit. He ain't sell the cash money shit.
Okay. Because Back That Ass Up and Bling Bling, they still play that shit in stadiums and shit everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Shouting Cash Money, boys.
Beatrice.
Yeah. Speaking of Beatrice, his brother.
Gangsta
William, Gangsta Terrence, been all over the internet recently. And talk about how he snitched on some people and shit. And then T.I. said on a podcast recently that
before that be said, you know he was facing like he wasn't never supposed to get out of prison.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't got no problem with the shit.
Nigga we told him don't either.
Yeah, but Boosie got a problem with it. Boosie's back say he might pull out of the project they about to do, right?
Baby got a problem with him too. Baby don't talk to him, you know, because of that.
That's why his brother.
Baby ain't talked to him.
Because he told on a dead man.
He snitched, period.
Oh, well, I mean,
saying that shit. Like, for y'all talking about family, I don't do that. Like, we don't do no rat shit. Like, that's what he was saying.
But, I mean, goddamn, boy, are you talking about my freedom? Oh, motherfucker, that's free already. Ain't never got to worry about this shit. Like, see where motherfuckers mob, but you'll kiss a man, you kiss your son in the mouth. That is the type of shit I be talking about with niggas, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a picture of him kissing Lil Wayne in his mouth. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But you go tell me, man, hell no.
I was on Gangsta Ass, and I know you going with, you about to say with him and T.I., right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, him and T.I. supposed to do an album together.
Yeah.
And I heard, you know, the fans was getting on Boosie ass, like, well, you know, you said that shit about Gangsta, what about T.I. saying the shit?
Yeah.
I think Boosie said, like, well, shit, y'all right, we can't do the damn album together.
So Charleston White had something to say about the shit, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I ain't get a chance to hear it.
I seen him say something about, you know, T.I. was going to snitch. Like, I told y'all he was a snitch.
Yeah.
I heard Wack 100 saying something, too.
Yeah, I mean, but shit, he snitched, I mean.
But guess what, T.I., though? You know, why?
Yeah, well, like, why you even saying something?
Exactly.
Man, you ain't got to tell
this. This won't be determining the fact of that shit. If T.I. told, because, you know, when the shit happened, I guess it was out of whatever, and then the people died. Now, Wack 100 run with, his narrative is that T.I. got him killed.
Yeah.
So they can do the shit. But the thing is, did T.I. tell on him before or after he died? That's what's going to be
the determining. I mean, determining fact. It had to be after. Ain't no way he told. Well, no. But he said he told Loda when he was dead.
Yeah, that's what he said. But you feel me?
But if he did, I don't know.
And they say it was like a sealed. Like they would say, T.I. got caught all them guns. He only did a year and a day.
Yeah, he did. But I mean, shit. It got to pay to play.
A year and a day, all that shit. You that many time feeling? Boy, the feds came after that nigga, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Remember that shit?
Yeah, he got it on the album we're going to talk about a little later.
But
the whole shit, how it
went. Yeah, he supposed to take that one to the grave with him. Yeah. I don't even know why he said it. Like, you been too damn honest.
Yeah. These niggas ain't got to know all that shit about you.
Knowing like, they gonna be on your ass.
Like Jake from State Farm said, you ain't gotta get that personal.
Yeah, you gotta get it. What you say Charles White said, you ain't here.
I ain't here. Yeah, you know he talking fool. You know he talking shit.
Yeah. I told y'all nigga that was sneaking in. Red ass T.I. T.I. stand for telling institution. Yeah. Shaming them babies.
Oh shit. That's what he probably said, dude. I ain't gonna lie. That's what he probably said.
Yeah, I tell you. I know a nigga. I know a snitch when I see him. See, I come from telling. My mom was a teller. I look T.I. in his face, I look at him, I say, ooh, boy, you gonna tell. Yeah, no. I knew he was gonna tell. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Everybody's gonna, your ass is dead, man.
Yeah, man, him and
shaming them babies.
Him and Hassan got going on online too.
I ain't watch Hassan in a minute.
Yeah, Hassan still with the same shit.
You're fucking up my algorithm.
Yeah.
I used to do numbers. He swear down they took his numbers away from him.
They took his shit, yeah. Oh, shit. I ran across some shit this week, Doogie, that I know this shit just gonna, cause you always said you say Future ain't a rapper. You say Future just, you know he's something else. And this shit that came out this week that I heard, well, I caught it this week, pretty much solidified it for me. The song Drunk in Love by Beyonce.
He wrote it?
I think he wrote it and he sang the reference track for it.
I can believe that.
Man, I heard that shit, dog. Oh, my. I was like, man, you got to be fucking kidding me. Like, the shit blew my mind.
He the GOAT.
And how long, that shit came out years ago. That shit came out about 10 years ago by now. You know what I'm saying?
And most niggas, think about it. You know how niggas is. They'd have been and let the world know that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he didn't even expose it now. Like,
yeah, like he was talking about it on, somebody asked him about it. He was talking about it on a podcast and shit. And I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Then they put a clip of the reference track on. I was like, oh my fucking God. Like he literally, like he, I was like, this dude is a fucking musical genius.
It
sounds
like a Future song when you think about it.
Now, and then that's what I was thinking. I was like, when I listened to it, it sounded like a Future song. Shout out to Future, man. Like Future, he might be the GOAT, Doogie.
He
might end up being the GOAT, Doogie. He ain't the GOAT yet, Doogie. He might end up being the GOAT. New music got these boys been on a satellite all weekend. Mount Westmore. You ain't checked that shit. I know you ain't listening to that yet. Snoop. Too Short.
I think I seen
Cube
some,
and
yeah,
E-40. Mm-hmm. They got some pretty dope shit on that motherfucker. Boys talking. I mean, but they talking that shit. They got, I mean, they all successful, you know what I'm saying? They just talking that shit. I like it. You know what I'm saying? They got some nice ass beats on that motherfucker. They talking that shit. I know you probably ain't gonna listen to that shit, but you
I give it a try, but I already know that shit.
Yeah, sure, man.
I'm about to hit on Trady and Goldie Lope. You about to jam it in your car?
I listened to it in the garage. I ain't listened to it in the car yet.
I ain't about to do it.
I ain't listened to it in the car yet. Yeah, we was talking about how Drake used all them good 90s beats. Well, a couple 90s beats on his on that Her Loss shit. That Privileged Rapper shit. He used It Was All Good just a week ago shit.
I guess it would help if I listen. I'm on a show called the Music Jones Podcast and I ain't listening to no music.
Yeah, you know, they ain't been listening to no music lately, man. That's why. You
the
know,
they turn me off. I got to listen to my young nigga music. That should turn me off for me. I got tired of that
shit. No, man, but that, because that, I mean, but they, I look to you for the young nigga music because I don't listen to that shit.
Them bitches kill too much. They get out of hand.
Yeah, control.
Every damn song.
They spinning and bending.
Smoking that's, somebody.
That's it. Smoking somebody pack.
I had made a joke. It was this teacher died at South Florence, and she was there for a long time. Mm-hmm. So we was at the crib today, and so you know me just being a fool. I made it there, they were like something. They said, "You know she died." I said, "Yep." And I was like, I said, I wonder who they got to trim that little mustache up for that little last time, right? And niggas say, they told me, boy, you hell, you done such and such. Damn. I said, no, it ain't. These young niggas out here smoking niggas in packs and goddamn rapping about all it for the world shit. And yeah. We singing about it. No, it ain't me.
Yeah, I ain't bad.
The world desensitized me. You tell jokes on dead people now. They shit, damn talking yeah. shit about them.
Yeah. Like, for real. Like, these young girls are crazy.
You shouldn't say. I was like, man, these niggas talking about everybody rapping about smoking too, and that boy got his mama got to walk around here and listen to that song. Shit.
Oh,
she in the club and the whole club talking about smoking down too, and that's your damn son.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Yeah, like that's some crazy shit, man. That's fucking crazy shit.
Fucking world, man.
You don't fuck with that R&B too tough though, do you?
Who me?
Yeah.
When I'm drunk, I have I got to cut some YouTube on for the girls.
That scissor drop. You fuck with scissor.
Now if I see all them girls posted, she sitting like on the ocean on like a thing. That's a hard ass cover, mm-hmm. though.
Yeah. She talented as shit.
Yeah, she hard.
I just can't really
to say she hard.
But the girls so tough. Like the shit they singing about is what most of these little niggas rapping about. Yeah. Everybody, these little niggas so emotional with shit now, man. You know what I'm saying? So
I tell you who I like. What a girl name? Timbs. That her name?
Yeah, Timbs.
Where she from?
Africa, I think.
Yeah.
I think. Am I correct? I don't know. Yeah. I just, you know, Drake, like, all her music come on Drake radio station. Shout out Sirius Satellite and shit. Yeah. Like, her shit.
She kind of do something. She from the island.
Yeah, her shit. But she on that Wait For You shit. She singing the hook in that, too. Yeah, that motherfucker got some good. She got some decent music. I think the Afro beat shit. I think it's like that Afro type shit.
Man, do you know how much dumb niggas sell compared to like our artists over here?
Yeah,
like
dumb
nigga. I forget the nigga name. Davido and
Burna Boy.
Yeah. Man, them cats. Bro, them niggas got that bread.
Yeah, though. Yeah. They international stuff. Yeah. Cause they making music. These motherfuckers over here got to kill everybody. All that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like they just making music. You know. Dance to and shit. They ain't killing and got to have $1 million car. They ain't talking about none of that shit.
They got millions of dollars. That nigga died.
Yeah, they don't talk about it. Think about it. If they from Africa, ain't no need for me to make no music about having this shit. Motherfuckers over here ain't gonna understand. Like they ain't got shit.
Shit, yeah.
A lot of them don't have the shit.
The parts they come from, though, it's like it's like America.
Yeah,
they got everything though.
Yeah, but these niggas over here don't give a fuck about that, man.
I guarantee you, if that people you talking about in Africa, they ain't got no radio. Nah, but Africa, like we get like, I guess this is our perception. We from America, we're like, yeah, that shit, like,
and that what they
shit,
show us.
Yeah, that shit like over here, like especially the part they be from like Nigeria, and yeah, big ass places like that shit look way better than here.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Shout out to Africa, man.
I can, yeah. Shout out to the motherland.
We're supposed to do our next. We got a live podcast coming from Africa next weekend.
Yeah, shout out,
check us out. Easy.
DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast going live next week. We gonna be in the building for that.
I definitely gonna have food for the first time.
Definitely gonna be in the building for that. Shit, yeah, man. What else? Trying to think. What else happened this week, Doogie? Something else happened that I wanted to touch on. BG
BG in the halfway house or something like that.
Yeah, what I wanted to talk about was 10/17 just dropped the album, Gucci Mane now, right?
Mm-hmm. I seen something about it.
Got 80 songs on it. It got 80 songs, 80
it just,
tracks.
It's just a whole bunch of old shit he had that they put out or something.
I don't know, but it's an 80 track album.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, I'm serious. They announced, I think it came out Friday.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about though. I seen it on something. I think it was Say Cheese.
10/17 versus the world. I think is what it's called.
Yeah, it got to be all his old shit, and he was just damn. Or he might be trying to sell his catalog too, and just putting extra shit out.
This dude.
Or it could be like Future was doing. You got like, you know how you got to give him a certain amount of shit before you down.
Yeah. Yeah, but
I don't see no logical reason for just giving people 80
songs like. Man, you know how long it's gonna take to listen to all that shit?
And no, 7'6" on trash. That shit ain't gonna take long at all.
Skip through it all.
Yeah.
7'6" on God.
Oh, next. Next. Yeah. Next. That bitch wouldn't make it goddamn. You heard that Gucci? Y'all listen to it. I ain't fuck with it like that.
Album full of ad libs, goddamn.
That's all you gonna hear?
Fucking ad libs, man.
Gucci Man 80 times. Burr. If you listen to Gucci Man 80 times, boy, do you know what that would do to your vocabulary? Just your train of thought and all that shit. Think about it. 80 times.
Bro, yeah, I can't listen to
83 minute songs.
I can only listen to a few of his songs, man.
You gonna be saying shit you ain't talking about? Excuse me. Street. Comperter. Furture.
Oh, shit.
Right, though.
Yeah, man. Gucci bring that type of flavor to it, man.
Orange.
Bring that type of flavor.
You saying all kind of crazy. All kind of shit, yeah. That shit, man.
Oh, yeah, shit. No.
You know, if you listen to some Spanish or something, or you listen to somebody smart, you know, articulate or something like that, you're going to pick up some of their words. Yeah. You listen to that bitch there for 80 songs you want. You be the smartest. I bet they can do like some experiments like with the government. You be the smartest motherfucker in the world. Put that little ad, look, 1017, little pack. What the motherfucker come out of that bitch? They little Ebonics up.
Oh shit. Why ain't fucking with you, man?
From the streets. And the fritter.
Goddamn.
And a comperter.
But Gucci comperter. Gucci dropped some shit. We gonna talk about that in a second.
C-O-M-P-U-R-T-E-R. Comperter. Dang.
Goddamn. We gonna start at you know, I got to go back and check my shit that came out. You know what I'm saying? Got some bangers today that I got to talk a little bit more about one of them. But 10 years ago, Chief Keef dropped Finally Rich.
Generational CD. It changed.
Yeah.
That when that CD came out, that shit changed how the new music sound and what it was rapping about, mm-hmm. and shit. Like, everybody start growing dreads. Everybody start wearing True Religion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for real, like.
Yep. Chief Keef.
That shit just influenced you as Young Thug or Future, like, when they came through, like, for the younger people.
Yeah. And, of course, it had my favorite song on there, my favorite two songs.
Don't
Shout
like.
Out to the boy, my homeboy Love. Understand me.
That beat so hard.
Yeah, that was my shit. That Understand Me, man.
A perfect example of, and you know why he used to rap like that.
That Love Sosa. Shit, that Love Sosa go
he
hard.
He said he wanted to be Gucci Mane.
Yeah. And that's the wildest shit.
That's why his name's Sosa.
Oh. Wow. Makes sense.
Right.
So Gucci influenced a whole generation.
And he influenced somebody else. Another whole generation. But yeah, that's why he even rapped like that. You think about it, he from Chicago, so him rapping like,
yeah.
He ain't supposed to rap like that.
Yeah.
Not from Chicago.
They wanted to be damn Gucci Mane.
Wow. I never knew that.
Big Gucci Sosa.
See, I ain't listen to him, you know what I'm saying, that much to know all the nicknames and shit.
They used to rap way different before, like, you know what I'm saying, but.
Yeah. But he had some, that Don't Like went crazy, especially when Kanye came and took it and did the remix and put
Understand
it on.
Yeah, Understand Me was hard.
Wasn't
Kobe on there too?
Yeah.
That beat so crazy.
No, Kobe ain't on here.
No, Kobe on the other
one. No, yeah. He was on the Deluxe. Kobe was on the Deluxe. But that Understand Me featuring G's, that was my shit. Hate Being Sober, that shit was funny to me.
That was a big hit too.
Yeah, it was a big hit. Yeah, 50.
That Don't Like though, that kind of changed, like, that's all mm-hmm. that song.
Yeah, it was.
Like, you can play that now.
Yeah.
Even with the Pusha T shit, mm-hmm. you know, nigga.
Yeah.
You play that bitch in any club.
Yeah, that shit gonna go off. That beat just was so fucking hard, man.
And the hook.
Yeah.
It's a fuck nigga, just simple. That's the shit I don't like.
Yep.
Like, so, you know what I'm saying?
Don't like.
Bang, bang.
Shout out to Chief Keef.
Nigga, 17 years old, making me shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Same day, same year, T.I. dropped Trouble Man, Heavy as the Head. This was when he got out. This was right before he got out that last.
What song was on that?
Trap Back Jumping. Ball with Lil Wayne. That's my favorite.
Where's
shit.
Ball? I think we ball on that nigga.
Mm-hmm. But Sorry with Andre 3000. That was my shit off of that. That was my shit. You don't remember that either?
Yeah, I just get sad when I ain't even trying to say his name, man. I just want an album, man.
He ain't gonna do it, man. So for that, we done passed that, man. We done passed it. But he had a solid.
He admitted that he got like, I think, did we talk about that last week? That he admitted that, like I ain't say he got a problem. Well, they call it some kind of disease or whatever, but like, he just like, he don't like being around people. He just want to chill out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Damn. They right. Call it something.
You know they got a name for everything, man.
He's like, he tried to tap in. He's like, but.
Yeah.
But I think Dre, and especially somebody like him, he kind of worrying about if he's still going to be cool and this and that. And like, but Dre, you shot at everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, nigga, you should wear down. That shit shouldn't matter.
Yeah, nothing should
talking
matter.
Talking about hip-hop is about young people, and you got to be hip. Like, bruh, you Andre 3000, nigga.
You hip. You hip enough, brother. You a fucking hip enough.
My boy he had the song playing flutes.
He had the song with R. Kelly on this motherfucker.
Fiddles
too,
and
nigga.
Shit in damn California.
He had a song called Can You Learn From a, I mean, Can You Learn Something About a Something From a Trouble Man. I can't remember how the song go. I don't really want to sing it, but. And I'm thinking to myself when I was thinking about it, like, damn, Kel's got there, ride that way, got there all of years, man.
I wasn't listening to T.I. when that came out.
Yeah, I was fucking with T.I., man. This was like,
how the album cover look?
Him on standing on the front holding a gun, bunch of pictures on.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, ain't nothing. Nothing spectacular. Sit right on.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he it was a pretty dope album to me. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I fought with everything T.I. did. That was just me. It only went gold though.
Let's be clear, partner.
It only went gold, though. Shout out to Tip, man. Telling ass nigga. Told on the dead cousin, I ain't brother mad with. That's some wild shit, man.
Is it?
That's some wild shit.
So look, so
I mean, for motherfuckers
look,
to be
if you
mad
and John go do some shit, right?
That for him to be,
hold
for,
on,
for
you
motherfuckers
and John
to be
go
mad
do some
at
shit.
It.
Y'all damn, y'all about to go hit a lick. Mm-hmm. Come to find out, damn, the police get y'all, right?
Mm-hmm.
They find damn the guns or whatever. So they lock both of y'all up for guns and shit, whatever. Why y'all waiting to go to court? Jones die. You know the guns was Jones' guns. When you go to down court, or for the thing, you still gonna tell me it's your gun?
No.
That's the same thing.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, same thing.
But how can the world like try to like everybody go try to crucify a man for that shit?
No, it's just the niggas who talking and the words of the internet, motherfucker. Half them niggas ain't never even been to jail. They don't put themselves no real. You can't. Ain't no real. All I know is damn. If I do like say we doing some shit, we go do some shit down, and you could be done killing nigga Jones. But if I die before we go down court, or I die during the shit.
Yeah.
You got permission to tell them motherfucker I killed him. You can know you killed him. I don't need for both of us down for me to be dead right. And you in jail. So at least you can right. Take care of my family.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the only way I'm thinking about, bro. Mm. One of us got to stay free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if I'm dead, shit, might as well.
Man.
You can have 1,000,000 kilos and we ride in the damn car, right? And it's your shit. And the police stop us and say somebody shoot me during the shit. You better tell the motherfucker that was my kilos. Bro, I just ride with this nigga. I ain't know what the fuck he has going on. You better. Or you gonna tell him, no, oh, man, I got damn Duke killed, man. These my kids, fuck, I gotta take my time.
Yeah. Boy,
he did it! He did it! I'm be singing like hell in the ass, boy. I'm telling you.
Oh, shit.
It was Jones!
All right. Straight up.
And I need for both of them.
Oh, shit.
He talking about Dirk did it with Von. He better.
Damn right, bro.
Bond and gone. I think they had Dirk on video shooting the damn gun, but damn, guess what? If that bitch dead, he did it. That wasn't me, man.
That was not
damn
me.
Sure did it.
15 years ago, Birdman dropped 5-star stun on nigga. You remember that?
Wow. That he had got that tattoo on the top of his damn.
Yeah.
We thought he was a fool. That bitch turned 89. It's like,
this, that.
What was on that?
That pop bottle shit.
Oh, Lil Wayne.
Straight, the dead pop bottles. There's a couple other shits on there.
Lil Wayne was writing like a motherfucker for his ass.
Man, what you talking about?
They had to save him.
Yeah, he had to. That nigga name on everything. Lil Wayne's name on every fucking
Confess
head.
And Jenny is the best. So yeah. Many. That song was hard though.
Gucci Man dropped Back to the Trap House. Let's see what you remember about that, dude.
What was on that? I wasn't really no big Gucci fan. I mean, I fuck with him though. He hard as hell.
Freaky Girl?
Mm-hmm. That was a big hit.
I Might Be.
Oh my God. That's a mega album. Them two songs on there then.
I Might Be.
Gotta be something else too.
I don't know. Bird flu.
Yeah. Caught a common cold. You got the bird flu. You know what I'm talking about.
Jump the line. Yeah, gun on that motherfucker.
Gunner?
Mm-hmm.
How many years ago?
15.
About right, though.
Should say Young Gunner. Mm-hmm. Featuring Young Gunner.
No, that might be Joe DeBreeze. Because Gunner name ain't...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But Joe DeBreeze do call himself Young Gunner. Or it could just be somebody else, but...
Could be. It could be. Let's see. Don't tell me who it is. Don't tell me who it is. But yeah, he had that Freaky Girl. She's a very freaky girl. He did a remix with Luda and Lil' Kim.
They could have kept Lil' Kim.
You think so?
Yeah, she ain't do that on that song.
Lil' Kim always going to be a shit, boy. Damn, dude, you cold, man.
She ain't snap on the song.
20 years ago, this ought to make you feel a little better. Godson, the GOAT, Nas drop. 20
years ago?
20 years ago.
I said been under that rock.
Yeah, and we've been talking about this shit the last few weeks just off, you know, just because of the shit that been going on. But this was a dope-ass album. This was a dope album.
Boosie said Nas' new album trash.
Of course he did. He listened to Money Man.
Oh, I can't let you say about Money Man. Money Man hard.
I don't know.
You know what I like about Money Man? That bitch ain't gonna kill nobody too tough in his song. He ain't gonna spend no bin. Everything a nigga telling you to do.
He making that money now.
Yeah, and telling you how to get some damn money.
Nah, and I was just saying that shit.
But Money Man got some damn.
Yeah.
He got some shit now.
Yeah. But he listened to all
It's
that.
Repetitive, but
yeah, he listened, got some shit. Yeah, he listened to all that shit, but Nas' new album, Trap.
He got a song called For Real off his new shit to come out. That motherfucker's so hard, John.
The Money Man. I'm going to have to check him out.
I used to hate on him all the time, dude. I hated Money Man. I
fuck with him.
I thought he sounded like Future at first. I thought he sounded like it was somebody else.
Rich Homie Quan.
I'm like, man, this nigga just taking everybody's stuff. But now,
he sounded just like Rich Homie like, to me when he first came.
They'd find their pocket. Like, even somebody do steal somebody's style, and then it'd be like, made it to their shit. But
yeah, he sounded just like Rich Homie to me when he first came out, man.
Money Man hard, though. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah. Y'all pull that Godson out this week. Stream that shit.
What song was off that Godson?
Last Real Nigga Alive.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
Lord have mercy.
Listen
Jesus
to that.
Christ.
Yeah. So I can't. Nice. That's the shit Kodak was singing was on there. That's the one that pretty much, you know, that shit kind of set him in a different, put him in a different place back then too. Especially with him being gone for so long and shit.
Any song that you have kids singing on the hook, that Trick Daddy, you do it a lot.
Yeah.
They're gonna win, bro.
Yeah.
It's something about little kids singing
that shit. Cause little kids gonna
Kanye
gravitate
West
to
did it.
Yeah. They gonna gravitate to the shit. Yeah. Yeah, but this song.
Freddy Krueger.
Kanye. Goddamn Kanye. Kanye produces the. I thought he produced a beat on it. No, he did. He ain't produced a beat on this album. That was later. He was fucking with Nas. Yeah, y'all pull that.
His name
out.
Ye now, man.
I'm sorry, Ye. Excuse me, Ye. 25.
I'm not Lee Clay no more.
25 years ago, Doogie. Eminem dropped Slim Shady, the EP.
He could have kept that shit.
Ooh.
No, I'm fuck with Eminem.
Why you don't fuck
back,
with
back
Eminem?
Back of the bat, the bat, 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 bat,
Oh, shit.
No, you know how Eminem is, man. You gotta let it grow on you. You talking about play it again. Let's say he started playing the shit. That bitch cut that bitch. He said bap 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 bap.
This is his first EP though. This was like, you know, before the album dropped and shit. Cause the LP came out in 99. You know what I'm saying? But this was his introduction to the music world. He had that shit, Just the Two of Us was so crazy, man. And this was before Dre even was producing this shit.
That's one though. I guess if people put him in their top, Eminem wouldn't be in my top damn. No. That nigga ain't nowhere. He ain't on my list like that, bro.
Like, of course not, man.
He on your top 10?
No.
20?
No. He's somewhere in the vicinity or something.
I can't get jiggy with that shit.
I listened to too much rap. Like I tell him, if I listened to too much rap before Eminem came out, for him to be that high on my. Yeah, there's too many other motherfuckers that came out that,
right.
You know what I'm saying, was lyrical. And
I can't name you five hard Eminem songs.
They just, I can. What? I can name you
five. Give me five hard ones.
Five hard ones. Rock Bottom.
Who?
Rock Bottom is off his first album.
That sounds some shit he going for.
Off the Slim Shady.
He killed himself or somebody?
Nah, he did.
What the song about? Rock Bottom. He got to be a
hitting rock bottom.
Yeah. He wanted to kill himself.
Nah, he did. Superman.
Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Off of that. Damn. That's hard.
Yeah.
All right. That might be his hardest song.
Guilty Conscience.
That ain't no. I guess it's a
well. Shit with him
song.
And Dre?
Yeah, but that ain't no damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
far I only heard Superman, but that bitch don't got no five hearts.
He do. I can't think of the names of them right now though, man. You got me on the spot for, cause I used to listen to Eminem heavy when I was in college and shit. I used to listen to that nigga heavy.
Never meant to make you cry tonight.
That cleared it out my closet.
The fuck out of here.
And of course he got Lose Yourself. Lose Yourself go always.
That ain't
be.
No hard song though.
That shit is hard, man.
The only song that hard was that Superman shit.
Stan.
That's not hard.
Stan ain't hard. Stan was hard to me, man.
You can't play none of them shits in your
Toy
car
Soldiers.
And seem cool.
Until I Collapse.
The only song you might can play is Superman in his car and you seem cool. You ride around playing any of that other shit. They were like, what the fuck wrong with car?
I fucks with him though, man. Shout out to him. And last but not least, 30 years ago.
Dang.
Big 30.
Dr. Dre dropped The Chronic. Now, what really made me even want to talk about this was I was watching the decade shit that come on CNN, and it was the 90s shit, right? Soon as I turned to it, they was talking about this fucking album and how it changed the fucking world and the scope of music. How it put, like, really changed how motherfuckers looked at the West Coast. And
I don't think I knew what weed was sitting
in. I mean,
like, but, as far as, like, calling it chronic.
Yeah, or, but that know, like, but that was because they were smoking shit different than we were smoking.
And
yeah.
I drew.
I mean, then,
I started drawing hell of these after this album came out.
Uh-huh.
I started seeing them on hats and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Yeah. Because that was that. They was putting the weed culture out there pretty much. That's what this album did, basically.
It did that.
Like, because a lot of motherfuckers didn't know, like, weed is a culture in California. That shit, big business, big culture, like, and boy was smoking the shit. They were growing their own shit out there. Then. So, for them to even put that shit on wax and talk about the shit that they had going on, man, and giving us the West Coast from, like, sampling was already big. But the songs he was sampling, motherfuckers wasn't fucking with them type of songs. Like that Parliament shit, motherfuckers wasn't sampling that type shit. Cause a lot of motherfuckers really got past that when the 80s hit, cause a lot of motherfuckers stopped listening to Funkadelics and shit in the 70s, you know, yeah, late 70s, early 80s.
You gotta give it all that props to Warren G, the little G Funk era and shit. Yeah, like that,
yeah.
Man,
but you know, Drake, but Drake, goddamn, this shit right here, the beat, the, like, him using the movie clips from the Mac and shit like that was just different to me. This was the birth of These Nuts, nigga. Nigga, that shit, we've been saying These Nuts for 30 fucking years, and 5 years ago, motherfuckers thought a little ugly nigga named Weldon came up with the shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, dog, I heard, the first time I heard this shit, I was in the fucking seventh grade.
I laughed like a motherfucker.
I was in the seventh, fuck, no, I'm sorry, I was in the sixth grade.
That was even younger.
Yeah, man. I was in the sixth grade. First time I heard this shit. Fuck with these niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? Go to my aunt house, them boys sitting outside listening to shit, and you just run across shit. Dog, this nigga was
and
cold.
And These Nuts.
Why, what's up?
Hey, did what's your name get at you yesterday?
Who?
These Nuts.
Listen. The, and so right there, and then the beat. This shit right here. Ooh. Now you get 12s, you motherfucker. Cucka. Mm-mm. That shit make you want to do that butt crew up.
Five, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Dog, this shit right here. So now we doing at school is walk around trying to get motherfuckers to say who, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. All we want. That's all we trying to do.
What name them say, goddamn? Who? These Nuts.
These Nuts. Yeah, that's all we want the motherfucker to say is who, nigga. That's it.
That might have got niggas hit and chased by so many girls.
Oh, my God,
then,
yo. Oh, my God, they hated that shit, yo. They hated that shit, man.
These Nuts.
They hated that shit, yo. But that was like, and like I said, these kids nowadays thought Weldon created that shit. Like, I was like, man, so my stepkids, shout out Juke, said this shit in the house one day, right? His mama got mad. I was like,
who he got with? Who he got with?
His mom.
What he said?
Did she hit him with a D's nuts? Oh, man. I can't remember how, but he got her. She's like, don't you ever say no shit like that? I was like, what'd he say? Talking about a D's nuts. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, Juke. I went, well, she really got mad. I said, nigga, we say that shit in middle school, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the shit that they gave to us, bro, the shit that they gave to us from the West Coast. Like, this nigga, the little ghetto boy song, right?
Shit, we all start calling him Pussy Poo Nanny because Ice Cube.
Yeah. Straight up. This nigga, the little ghetto boy song.
Not the Egg McMuffin.
He sampled, what's my guy name? What's the motherfucker name? What is the old head? Donny Hathaway. Sampled Donny Hathaway and that shit, right? But this song right here, nigga. How much, I think this song will really fly nowadays. Like, if this shit was to drop again. Because I was listening to Amani C's on Too Short Show the other day. She said, man, us bitches love that disrespectful shit. And I'm thinking to myself, like, but everybody else be like, rappers so disrespectful, but the girls say they like it.
Well, the new culture girls.
Yeah, like, they're just like, shit, we love it. Yeah, she was like, we love this shit.
Probably because girls like our generation, they like it, but they don't want
to. They don't want
to. They don't be in the closet. You know what I'm saying? With it, like, want you to like, but motherfuckers like 30, I think, and 20 and shit. Like,
damn, yeah.
They for sure.
Nigga, my sisters rap the fuck out of the song, dog.
Nigga, you can ask a girl, and like I said, they'll tell you like Chief Keef their favorite rapper and shit like that. And like, like I remember growing up, all these listen to, we always listen to was Chief Keef. I'm like, what?
Yeah. But these niggas right here, boy, this song right here, dog, this gonna always be one of my favorite fucking songs. Biatch.
I couldn't believe niggas could talk like this. Like,
shout out to Luke.
I couldn't believe
shout out to Luke.
Like
the, shout out to Luke. Then these boys was mad with Luke.
Oh, back to Luke. You seen, I mean, ask you about that. Luke and
Fat Joe got it going on. That's
Luke
all.
Luke said yesterday price and today price, Joe. You capping them. Supposedly they got together to talk, I think, or something like that.
But yeah, Snoop had to do the same shit with Luke too. Well, not he didn't have to, but he went out to Miami, and Luke got down, let him know, nigga, you better watch your fucking mouth.
What Snoop said?
Snoop ain't said shit. They talk about him on Dre Day.
Oh,
you don't remember they them boys was beefing?
Yeah, Kaluk getting fucked or something.
Yeah, them boys was beefing, the but they had no reason to be beefing. So Snoop said he went to Miami one time, you know, say Luke, let me know. We do it out here just like y'all niggas do in California, but don't play with me. Told that Snoop was like shit, and it was understood from there. You know what I'm saying? Miami boy is fucking crazy.
Yeah. A but lot of parts of Florida.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, man, I really feel old now, nigga. The Chronic is 30. I was 11 when that shit came out, nigga.
You had to put it out there like that.
Yeah, I feel old as shit, man. But you, I mean, you was in high school when that shit came out.
Yep.
Like, what? How did that shit? Well, I know how it was for y'all because I was around.
Right,
tell my people like how different the music scene was.
Oh, it was crazy.
Because I mean, as far as what we was listening to, because you know y'all was listening to pretty much a lot of shit.
Yeah, but that, like you said, that D's Nuts.
Yeah.
Mayo was one silly school.
Yeah.
With D's Nuts.
Yeah.
I'm talking about to the teachers.
Yeah. Yeah.
It got bad, man. But I'm talking about it could be Stone Cold Series. And we had this one cat, R.I.P. Juice, Carnell Williams.
Yeah.
He didn't care.
He said anybody.
And he put a spin on it.
Oh.
He done got it saying it a whole nother way.
Oh.
He don't even say nuts. He was just like, D's.
Took the nuts off and dropped the nuts, nigga. But yeah, like, but the boys gave us another language.
What the first rap song you remember hearing in your life?
The first rap song? I'd probably go between, the first rap song I understood was the Fat Boys.
Mm. Did I tell you Fat Boys that shit? Bro?
Can you feel it?
That dude was just making that shit like, in the concrete. Yeah, that the one.
That's like
that the one.
I really understood.
That nigga was in the car jamming to that shit a couple weeks ago.
Let me get that one time, yo.
Yeah.
Fat Boys, can you feel it? That beat so crazy. I'm surprised nobody ain't remade that beat.
They'll get on it. Somebody get to it.
That's like, all right. That one just like
somebody. When you was that? When you first heard it, you think? Cause I know you know how music is. You think about when you.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the skating rink,
mm-hmm. And that's the first time you ever heard rap. Or you said you understood it, really?
Understood it.
Yeah. That shit was hard though.
Then when you was like, this kind of music, like, this is what I like.
Yeah,
that shit was hard.
And then I was like, look at these fat kids getting it in.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And then that like beatboxing.
Mm.
What kind of shoes you had on? Some Converse and some old with some big shoes.
Yeah,
I wish I could just like. Laces. I wish you could go back in time and just like Pumas. Go to a club during that era and watch them.
Yeah,
niggas,
yeah.
I had some Pumas,
mm-hmm.
Black and red Pumas.
I got some red and white ones with the fat laces in them right now, dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That shit hard.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, but like you say, it's a lot of shit that young niggas be like. I ain't want to listen to that old shit because motherfuckers ain't presenting them with the right shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna go home and watch that movie they got. Man.
Disorderlies, go check it out. Shit dope. You get you some good laughs. I promise. That shit funny as hell.
Oh, Buddy was the beatbox master.
Buffy. Buffy was the guy, man.
You was at Florence Skate Ring.
The only one around.
Or even Hartsville.
Hartsville.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that one. I ain't know.
Just like on this regular skating night, and that you heard something. They playing rap on that shit.
And that's something
that
came.
That shit beat.
It was yeah.
That shit beat. That shit beat, bro. That shit beat, yo. That shit beat her. I'm telling you. You know he papping like hell.
But like, let's see, what's another?
Well, that the first one you remember? What's the first one you like? You heard the like introduction to rap? What year that was?
That's like 87, 88, right there. Yeah, that's late 80s.
So you trying to say the first.
I wonder how it'd be to talk to a nigga from New York who was growing up whenever like hip hop was being.
He said right
up. I'm talking about whenever hip hop was like. Being Burton, that had to be like early 70s, right?
Nah, late 70s.
Yeah, late 70s.
Well, rap will be 50, hip hop will be 50 next year, man.
Exactly.
And
that nigga ain't 50.
He ain't 50, but he was alive. You know what I'm saying? He was alive when the shit started.
What would you say? Your first song that you
first rap song you like you ever heard?
You remember?
Now I remember would be probably be The Bridge Is Over.
Mm.
Yeah. But yeah, that is
86.
The Bridge Is Over. But like I think that I could remember, but I can recall. I can't mm-hmm. that's yeah. the one that I can actually
yeah.
remember.
Yeah. yeah.
That's another good one to remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think one is. Of my first tapes that I ever had. One of the first, I used to hide it from my mom's
because
mm-hmm. we was from the islands. My mom did not want me listening to rap.
Yeah.
So she was like, what she used to say? You're going to ruin your brain.
So, shit.
But then she had me listening to Calypso and reggae. So uh-huh. I was like, make it make sense.
Yeah.
But my first tape that I used to have from my mom's was a Kwame tape.
Okay.
I remember Kwame. That's I thought that was one of the coolest. That bitch could dress his ass off. The little polka dot shirts and shit. Now, what year was that?
You know what?
Kwame?
Because I remember my mom listening to Kwame.
Late 80s, 90s.
Yeah, that's
late. Did you say Only You?
Uh huh. That's my shit too. That shit got a hard ass beat too. But see,
let me get that one.
It's bro, a lot of shit. Just like that. We sit here talk about, like it takes
skate rank music.
It takes that kind of conversation, like to bring these type of niggas up.
Wow, what was that song? What was the one you just said?
Yes,
Only You.
It's true.
Only You.
Yeah, by Kwame. That was the shit. That shit beat so fucking hard in my Chevy, boy.
I remember the video. I just remember him with that haircut and like the polka dot type shirt.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Polka dots, nigga.
That was the swag then. I was a little kid looking at my uncle and like, damn, I'm trying to dress like that.
That was a store. Me and somebody was trying to remember the name of that store.
Was it JW Fashion?
Might have been JW. And Magnolia Mall. Uh huh.
And they sold up with that stuff.
Yeah.
That rayon stuff.
Uh huh. That's JW Fashion.
Oh yeah.
He killed him.
And this nigga still making beats and shit now.
Is that considered rap?
Why wouldn't it be? That's what I think it is. You can't classify this too much other shit. But he got the chick singing the hook.
That what made this song though, kind of really.
It was a dope song. Kind of like a call and response type shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's that house party music.
Boy.
Oh, that's man.
Oh, man. I went down my full force of Kid and Play Bag last night. I swear to God. I listened to The Battle on the soundtrack. I listened to Ain't My Type of Hype. And then
Ain't My Type of Hype.
Then I listened to All in My full Mind. Full force.
No Kizzy?
Yeah, no Kizzy.
We're going to kick your fucking ass.
Yeah, they say that. But listen, the mid-80s, they ran the mid-80s, y'all. Yes.
Every time I hear
ran shit.
Every time I hear Ain't My Type of Hype, bro,
mm-hmm.
I automatically think about sweat. They were getting on in that party, boy. They was jigging, boy.
They realized.
Yes, I swear.
I went down that back seat of my girl after I listened to Queen Latifah. Because, you know, Queen Latifah was a house party, too. So when I put in Queen Latifah and I went up under it, it had Kid and Play to listen to. So I went to their shit, listening to their shit. Hype, so I was like, man, let me pull the full four shit up. I'm in the garage, got there bopping like a motherfucker.
Dick it when you walk around.
Well, I told you get a routine on that.
Which one was singing? Which one was the lead singer? The dude with the little.
It really wasn't a lead because they was brothers. They all brothers. They used to be five of them. You know what I'm saying? So whoever used to lead. But Bowlegged Lou probably was. I can't remember this nigga name. The nigga that had cancer. What's the big dude name? Stab. They called him Stab in house party. I'm gonna just go by Stab. But Stab, goddamn, was the man. Bowlegged Lou was the funny nigga. But these niggas, dog, these motherfuckers wrote so much shit. That shit NSYNC them was singing in the 90s. These niggas was writing that shit.
But music can never go back to that.
B5, yeah, that's his name. Huh?
I said music can never go back like.
Well, listen, dawg, they was right. They wrote that shit Gone, NSYNC had. That song Gone, that big song they had. They wrote that shit. They wrote a lot of big hits in the 90s for motherfucking them boy bands and shit. But yeah. Yeah, nigga. Full force was the
even
shit.
Even like how it sound like when I say like music can never go back there, like that song, it like even though it was mastered,
mm-hmm.
it don't sound crisp and mastered mm-hmm. like how music sounds today.
They got a digitally remastered.
But that kind of make it like you get the feel from that, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. After you watch Disorderly's nigga, watch House Party, I guarantee you your night gonna be goddamn. You gonna laugh. You gonna laugh all goddamn night.
House Party about 2 weeks and I watch all of them, man.
Oh, listen.
Even the immature ones. Ain't but that shit ain't got nothing on damn.
That first one, dog. The first one,
the one he went to college was kind of cool.
Shit. Yeah, two was all right, but I ain't like two because Robin Harris died and he wasn't in it. That shit broke my heart because, you know, I was coming up during that time. Dog, me and my homeboy, shout out Cedric Damon. Me and Sid used to watch that shit every fucking weekend. We used to order pizza from Domino's and watch fucking House Party, dog. I swear to God, I know that shit by heart. The whole fucking movie.
That
man.
Nigga was looking for goddamn play, ain't
dog. It? Oh my God, man. This nigga, yo, that's a classic movie.
He told me, won't you just go home? That nigga snapped, boy.
Yeah, yeah, man. But yeah, man, that's all I got today. Gave y'all some good classes to go check out when you get a chance this week, y'all, while you're getting ready for the holidays. Oh yeah, I did listen to my 69 boys Christmas shit the other day too. What you gonna get
for free
rent? Hey,
and I'm in with a lot of money, bro. That's how you know it's Christmas time in Atlanta when you hear that song.
Oh yeah.
Like you be on the radio.
Yeah, that's what but I listen to that shit just for laughs and shit. Like that shit is fucking hilarious. That and that Bonquisha shit, the Christmas blues shit they did. Bonquisha. That my shit, man. But yeah, June, thank you for joining, man. Tell them where they can find you.
I'm on Instagram, Mr. Wale 704. Ain't messing around too much.
Word. Appreciate you, brother. Doogie.
SBN Frenchies Doogie on Instagram.
Oh yeah, appreciate you, brother. Yoshi, once again, appreciate you. Tell them where you can find them, man. Where they can find you, I'm sorry.
With Mario.
At the Ninth Wonder on Instagram.
Word. And check us out on Grits and Ignorance Podcast. Eggs, Grits and Ignorance Podcast every other week when we do a throwback jam of the week. It's your boy Jones, Music Jones Podcast at gmail.com to email us. At the Music Jones Podcast on Instagram, JP Jones 81 on Instagram, Julian Jones on Facebook, and The Real Juice Jones on Twitter. And y'all check out my Twitter AVI too. That nigga was on Stars a couple weeks ago. It's your boy Jones. Appreciate y'all. Peace.